Michelle, and this is my podcast where my guests and I discuss our dreams. We try to understand why we're having them, and we try to determine the meaning behind them. This is a special mini-sode where I'm just going to discuss three symbols that have appeared in my most recent dreams. As you may have listened, if you are listening to the podcast, I have stated how I'm not really dreaming like I used to. I'm not dreaming those dreams where I remembered every single detail and they almost read like a story. And it all makes sense now. I was having a conversation with a friend of mine and she asked me if I was achieving REM sleep. And you know what? Come to think of it, I don't think I have been achieving a lot of that. And that is because REM sleep, if you don't know, is the stage of sleep where you will achieve the most intensive dreams. And I think that is because, not to get into a long story, but I'll sum it up for you. My husband and I, we have two cats. And for a while, we were locking the cats out of the room up until about 4 months ago. And they just decided one day, you know what? This isn't going to work for us anymore. We went in that bedroom. And we tried everything to keep them out. We can't just close the door. It's not that simple. They will scratch and meow and hoot and holler. So we finally gave up. You know what, cats? You win. Come on in. And while I love them, and most nights it's not like I'm not sleeping at all, I don't think I'm getting into that deep sleep because I'm constantly tossing and turning or readjusting the cat, or the cat is on my pillow or what have you. So hence, there has not been a lot of REM sleep. So it's the cat's fault why this podcast is not, you know, flourishing with the dreams that I want it to have. No. But yeah, so I have remembered three, actually animals, speaking of animals, that have appeared in my dreams. I don't really remember too much about the dream, but the animal in the said dream have stuck out to me. The first one I'm going to talk about is this happened actually last week. I saw a white baby tiger in my dream. All I remember was I had to pick up cat litter for my cousin who I was taking care of her cats actually. And it was an old bag and I put it down on the floor. And all of a sudden a white tiger cub just walked out gracefully. It was beautiful. Very calm, did not attack me. I just watched it walk around because I was kind of in shock and I didn't really know what to do. And then I woke up. So I did some research on the good old interwebs and with my trusty dream dictionary, the Dreamer's Dictionary from A to Z, 3,000 magical mirrors to reveal the meaning of your dreams. So between these two, I found some things and maybe this will help you if you've ever dreamt of a white tiger or a white tiger cub. Let's start with the color white. The color white represents purity, and many animals that have this rare white kind are considered the spirit versions of this specific animal. To dream of this is to desire the spiritual power of it. And I don't know if you guys knew this, but tigers are the largest and most powerful of all the cats. And then it goes on, as I was digging deeper, it can also represent an aspect of your personality that I'm trying to question the power of it. The cub part, okay, because I didn't dream of an adult white tiger. The cub part of it symbolizes innocence and the mischievous side of you. So perhaps this kind of makes sense to me, as I've stated on probably every episode since I've turned 30. What has there been, one or two? I turned 30, and that was a big deal for me, and I know I'm trying to grow up, but I don't want to grow up. I consider myself to have the Peter Pan syndrome, but I still want to be powerful in my own being, and I've taken on some things in my personal life that are exciting and you need power to do so and the confidence, but I still want to remain young and innocent as well. So that's what I'm going to take from that. The next animal I'm going to discuss that actually appeared like three different times I've had. And I don't want to qualify this as or categorize it as a reoccurring theme in my dreams because I don't even call it that, but are spiders. I don't dislike spiders. I just don't enjoy them. If they are in my house, I don't freak out. I don't have a fear of them. Nine times out of 10, I am an animal lover, but I will kill the spider. If I see you, you're dead, and I don't really think anything of it. I kind of just pick you up, squish it, and flush the little spider. Sometimes I will let it outside if I'm feeling up to it and if I'm not lazy. If I'm outside and I see a spider, I won't touch it. I'm in your world now. I'm not going to disturb you. However, I don't ever want spiders crawling on me. I don't think pet spiders are cool. They make my hair stand on my arms. They kind of freak me out a little bit. When I go up into, like if I'm at a pet store or a zoo or anything like that, and I see the giant spiders or the tarantulas, and I go up and I am amazed by them. I enjoy looking at them to a point where they freak me out, if that makes sense. And it's just so weird, this little being with eight legs, and some of them are so big, like the idea of a giant version of the little house spider that we see. Anyway, so I've had multiple dreams, or like I said, two or three or whatever, that the spiders are either in my bedroom, this is in my dream, either in my bedroom and they're walking around and I'm trying to find the spider to kill it because I can't go to sleep. If I saw the spider, I can't go to sleep now because I know you're in the room. Or it's been on me, or the one specifically that I remember and I actually woke up in a cold sweat were these giant black and white, there's white again, fuzzy spiders that were on my pillow. And I shot out of bed and I was sweating. And the thing about this is they weren't even really moving. They were just kind of hanging out. And when I think about them more and more, they were beautiful in their own way. But I just, you know, again, something in your bed on your pillow that's not supposed to be there is going to shock you anyway. So when I researched spiders, because they spin webs, they represent the web of life and how we weave our own destiny. They can also indicate us being manipulated in our waking life, which, again, I didn't see the spider making the web. I wasn't trying. The spider didn't bite me, and the spider wasn't chasing me. So there was no fear that was happening in these dreams. It was kind of just a shock value. They also can mean good luck. So, you know, there's that, too, depending on which way. I did look up tarantula because tarantula has its own category. And according to my book, the Dreamer's Dictionary, if you see a tarantula, it means to guard your health and you should make an appointment with your doctor as soon as possible. Which is, can you imagine? Can you imagine if I woke up and I was like, oh my gosh, I saw a tarantula in my dream. Something's wrong with my health. I better call my doctor right away. And you call your doctor and you're like, yes, I have to come in. I'm feeling fine, but I dreamt of a tarantula last night. And according to some dream dictionary, it says I should come see you. They'll probably send you to a different doctor. The last thing I want to discuss, the last animal, is a black bear. Again, I dreamt of this black bear. I don't remember the specifics of the dream, but I know there was a black bear outside of my window. And it just appeared, and he was just doing his thing and minding his own business. Or maybe it was a girl. I don't know. He or she. But the bear, again, I'm trying to stress that it wasn't attacking me. I was just viewing the animal in a calm manner. And bears represent the cycles of life. It could also mean that you are seeking for deep analysis of yourself, and you're also trying to seek deep thoughts. Again, you know, after researching all three of these animals, I realized they kind of all tie in together for what's currently going on in my life. I do want to read, in the Dream Dictionary, they categorize animals into one category. So every animal, I tried to look up bear, I tried to look up spiders, and I tried to look up tigers just to see what the Dream Dictionary would specifically say. And they just lump them into the animal section. So I'm going to read directly from the book what it says under animals. To see wild animals in your dreams is generally a good omen pertaining to business. But the interpretation depends on their attitude. If they were calm, which that pertains to me, your affairs will prosper. lovely. I love that. That's wonderful news. If they attacked you or each other, you can expect some reverses. So there you go. If you have been attacked by a wild animal in your dream, you better reexamine some things that are happening in your waking life. But like I said, this stuff pretty, all these three characters, these three animals really are summing up what is happening currently in my life. So isn't that the amazing thing about dreams? And like I always say, this is just for fun. I'm no expert. This is just something I'm interested in. So I hope you enjoyed listening. If you would, you know, are you curious about any specific symbol that you've seen in your dreams, I'd love to hear about it. If you have dreamt of bears or tigers, white or red, or spiders, I would love to hear about it so we can compare our stories. And you can do that by heading over to mitchruby.com/inyourdreams, fill out the form, and I'll be in touch. Have a great day, guys. Thanks.